Happy Easter. I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. Linval Philip Forshaw has pleaded not guilty to a series of serious charges involving the alleged assault of a minor. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
The case first appeared in the summary court on what initially seemed to be minor common assault charges. However, Chief Magistrate Angeline Hernandez raised immediate and serious concerns after reviewing the information before her. She halted proceedings, noting that the allegations clearly went far beyond the charges initially filed. The Chief Magistrate issued strong criticism of the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service and the MASH unit, which investigates offenses involving minors. She demanded explanations for the lengthy delay in bringing charges and questioned why the initial charges did not reflect the full extent of the information available. She also criticized the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions for the delay in bringing the matter before the courts, pointing out that the earliest alleged incident occurred in July last year and the most recent in October of 2025, yet the charges did not appear on the court list until 2026. Her comments intensified after prosecutors indicated that the complainant might be reluctant to participate in legal proceedings. The chief magistrate stressed that a child's willingness to assist should not determine whether adults fulfill their duty to protect vulnerable young people. The matter was deferred to allow the Crown time to complete its investigation, with police confirming that a file was being prepared for the DPP's office, following the additional charges, which was sent to the Grand Court. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. Mr. Forshaw is bailed to return on Monday, the 24th of August, for trial. Owen Ladner Evans Jr. has been charged with a single count of possessing an illegal firearm. He made his initial court appearance in Grand Court on Friday before head of the Criminal Division, Justice the Honorable Cheryl Richards, KC. No pleas have yet been entered in the cases scheduled to return on the 17th of April when pleas may be taken. Mr. Evans, who's represented by Samson Law, has been granted bail. His bail conditions include residing at a specified address and surrendering all travel documents to the courts. More than a week from his resume and jobs workshop, Georgetown Central MP and Deputy Opposition Leader Kenneth Bryan says the focus now is on following up with attendees.
It's following up in a couple of weeks. How are things going? Did you find a job? Is there anything else I can do to assist? Or if I find some expos going on or job fairs, if I can send that information. The hope and goal is that eventually everybody who comes will at least I know it within weeks or within months that they're employed and can provide for themselves.
Looking back at the event at the Georgetown Constitutional Hall, Mr. Bryan says even a modest turnout makes it worth doing.
As the old saying goes, one cocoa, full basket. So even if it was only one person that showed up today, I think we do our job. So we had a few.
One attendee, Kai Bodden, says he spent about a month out of a job teaching himself new skills.
I learned how to do like shirt designs and foot shirt press prints on top of them. And now I'm trying to learn how to do the caps and other niches and things. But yeah, I'm trying to learn different stuff.
He says he wasn't sure how much that would count when he applied for work.
I've learned that anything can be used as a work experience, because even though I wasn't working for about a month, I still branched myself into different categories and try and learn different stuff.
Mr. Bryan says stories like that are why it's worth it for him to pay out of pocket.
Year and odd, I've been paying more to keep my office running than the money that government gives me. So anything else I do comes out of my salary, or I'll ask for assistance from good angels in the community. Somebody donates time and energy, which I appreciate. Most of it is volunteers. Sometimes people donate to, whether it's getting us drinks, food, paying for stuff like that. And I'm proud to say there's a lot of good angels who cover the slack where needed.
Finally, the Cayman Brac Easter Egg Hunt filled the West End Community Park over the weekend, marking decades of the Hopkins da Costa family-sponsored community event.
Cayman Brac is a small island, a small community, big personalities, but these type of events matter simply because there's not a lot of events that occur, especially for young kids and families to get out in such a recreational way. And all of the activities, it's God-centered. And then you have different families coming together to ensure that it runs smoothly. So I think it's a great event.
Caitlin Connor is one of the organizers. And as legend has it, an event she spearheaded as a young woman. She says the hunt now stretches from pre-K through high school, with families across the islands turning out to support the children and enjoy an afternoon built around faith and fun.
There are golden eggs. They do have money in them, and then the other eggs do have candy as well. And then there are activities centered around God. And then they have, like you can hear in the background, they're on the MC, they're doing musical chairs, I'm doing face painting, we have food.
Tammy Hopkins says the goal of the event is to make sure children on Cayman Brac not only have fun, but also hear the Easter story.
We have crafts that tell the Easter story, starting with Palm Sunday and working through the whole Easter story to Jesus' crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. So the children here in Cayman Brac will get that. If they don't attend regular church service, then there'll be an Easter story.
She says they welcome children as young as 1 year old, as long as they can walk on their own up through year six, and typically prepare between 75 and 100 kids each year. MP the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta says the weekend event has grown into a major date on the Cayman Brac calendar.
The crowd grows every single year, and it's always so much excitement, and every year we add a different component. We have Bible stories, we have Easter egg hunts, we have Lyman's Bone Race, we even have a soldier crab race. We have lots of food, lots of activities for the families to do, arts and crafts. It's just a big family event.
Audio there from the Sister Islands News Agency. Organizers say planning for next year's hunt will begin soon, and they're inviting more families from the Brac and the wider Cayman Islands community to join in. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.